Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
On the double bass, we begin this new hour of Neon Jazz with composer Sage Reynolds giving us the 2006 song The Long View off his album called On the Wall. Sage is a very busy man on the Montreal music scene, performing and writing all over the place. From the streets of Ottawa, Ontario, he moved to Montreal in the mid-90s for his education and to make a life for himself as a pro musician. His training was his Bachelor of Music degree while majoring in jazz performance at McGill University. The real deal education for Sage came via the Sage Reynolds Quartet, Amon Tobin, Sean Craig Quintet, and the many other outfits that he's gigged with over the years. These days, he is collaborating with local bassist and composer Miles Perkin and the organization of the Mont Royal Composers Forum, a project that showcases new and adventurous original music, which he does very well. He has performed all over his home country of Canada and internationally in Alaska, Central America, Southeast Asia, New York City, Mexico, and the famous South by Southwest home of Austin, Texas. This album, On the Wall, was his very first and impressive attempt as a leader. He has garnered some solid acclaim in both the U.S. and Canada and will do so as this career expands into whole new levels of jazz creativity. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of fountains, barbecue, the Gem Theater, and jazz that will straighten your life out, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. And this is the home of jazz that will keep your soul spinning with that clean and effervescent feeling known as Neon Jazz. And adding to that vibe around here on the show, we're going to keep it going, as they say. This is a band from the Roaring Twenties, the Harmony Dance Orchestra with the song Yes Sir, That's My Baby.
Jordan,
Right out of Holland, that was the great pianist Jack Van Paul with the tune 81 off the 2007 album Live in Cape Town. He started playing piano at the age of 4, and after discovering the joy of bebop, he was hooked. He went on to perform with American stars that would swing through Holland and Belgium, like Don Byas, Ben Webster from Kansas City, Johnny Griffin, Clark Terry, Tony Scott, Buddy DeFranco, and many others. He joined the Lionel Hampton Band on the East Coast Summer Tour in 1985 and made his debut in Manhattan with Dee Dee Bridgewater that same year. He is firmly etched in the jazz universe. Oh yeah, let's keep that dot moving all over the jazz map here on this episode of Neon Jazz. This next one comes from the outfit called Be Cool. That's what we like to be around here with the 2010 song, Minor Cool.
We'll be right back. This is Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was the B-Sharp Quartet with a cool tune, the 2006 song Mirage. Since their birth, this LA-based band has been making a solid go in the jazz world, laying down that hard bop with an avant-garde edge. The band consists of drummer Herb Graham Jr., Randy Willis on the reeds, pianist Elliot Douglas, and bassist Reggie Carson. I usually don't name drop, but these guys are good, and they deserve a little bit of the razzle-dazzle around their names. Let's get another orchestra in the lineup here on the program next on Neon Jazz. Here's the great Don Voorhees with his orchestra. This is My Blue Heaven off the 2009 Singing in the Rain LP.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. piece, Doc Stewart?
Doc Stewart, yes.
All right. You alluded to something just a couple of minutes ago, and it got me to thinking, and I thought maybe I would give you a chance to think about it, as well as our listening audience. Avant-garde. That's a term that gets thrown around in the artsy world. How would you describe avant-garde? How would you explain it to somebody? And with that, I leave you with that thought and let you come out with your observations. But we'll take it up here in a few minutes. Avant-garde.
I shall ponder. And like we were saying, that was Chris Doc Stewart on the alto sax with the song Bohemia After Dark off his 2014 release called Code Blue. And this guy has an interesting story. Along with all that jazz in his life, he is a prominent ER doctor for the Mayo Clinic Hospital. The Chicago, Illinois native was the sixth of nine musical children. And early on in the ER, jazz was a passion for Stewart, but at the age of 23, he hit a proverbial fork in the road and chose the stability of a career in medicine as his source of living. Doc Stewart has enjoyed many successes in his profession, but his love of music has always become an underlying passion. He keeps on making that music, kind of an avant-garde way of looking at things. And good for us. The jazz healer is what we like to call him around here. Man, this next musician on the show is another one of a very talented crop of modern musicians keeping the music fresh and flowing these days. Bassist, vocalist, and composer Mimi Jones with her band Straight Out of New York City with the 2014 song Nothing Like You. Thank you.
thanks for having us on your show. We highly recommend to anyone who affiliated with Jazz for Good to check out Joe's show, Neon Jazz. Keep the vibe going in Kansas City.
So as Mr. John Christopher mentioned earlier on, avant-garde, what is it? Technically, it's a noun that's new and unusual or an experimental idea, especially in the arts or the people introducing them. As far as I'm concerned, it's taking that hourglass and turning it upside down. And mid-flight towards the bottom, it's that chaos that happens. It's just something you don't expect. It's a bend in time. It's a twist in what you see as a regular swivel of that second hand on the clock face. And there you go. And here we go.
So, the first time I heard Edgard Varèse's Amarique, I remember for the first time thinking, noise. I think that's a reaction a lot of people have when they first hear it, of course, having not an association with avant-garde. But I guess the next question that I would have, and maybe the more useful one in dealing with an abstract like that, why? Why do it anyway? Why turn everything you know up on its nose?
Probably for the same reason that somebody feels like they want to create a painting. You're doing art for the sake of getting your expression out there, and you're doing it in a different way. Jazz happens to be improv, but it's still a very envelope-pushing profession. And when these guys come in and do avant-garde, I don't necessarily want to hear that cacophony of sound, but I respect the fact that these guys feel like that's the way they want to express themselves.
I remember somebody saying when we were listening to one particular piece saying, boy, that's dissonant. And you go, yes, it is.
Yes.
It's supposed to be. And why? Give a thought to the human condition.
That's right. That's
if
right.
If it sounds angry, maybe it is.
That's right. Speaking of avant-garde, that was the piano duo of Ferrante and Teicher with the song The Moon Was Yellow. Those two were known for light arrangements of familiar classical pieces, movie soundtracks, and show tunes. The two met while studying at the Juilliard School of Music in New York City, and both are musical prodigies that began performing as a piano duo while still in school. They experimented in that avant-garde style, with prepared pianos adding paper, sticks, rubber, wood blocks, metal bars, chains, glass, mallets, and other objects to their piano string beds. The two produced a bevy of bizarre sounds that sometimes resemble percussion instruments and at other times resulted in special effects that sounded as if they were electronically synthesized. And just like we were talking about avant-garde, the results were quite nice for an evolving jazz scene. Did I hear another orchestra request out there in the crowd? I think so. Here's the great Pearly Breed Shepherd Colonial Orchestra with the 1920s tune, Where's My Sweetie Hiding? Again, that was the Pearly Breed Shepherd Colonial Orchestra with the 1920s classic, Where's My Sweetie Hiding? Finishing our hour-long jazz gig here on Neon Jazz is soul, jazz, and hard bop Hammond B3 organist and pianist Hank Marr, right out of Columbus, Ohio, with his 2007 song, B-Jam Shuffle. And as the sweet noise under our feet begins, we will begin shuffling away from this hour of music together. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man keeping the shuffle strong around here in this studio of ours, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. Like what you heard, let us know. Drop us a line. We love to hear from you out there in radio land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. On the double bass, we begin this new hour of Neon Jazz. How was that level?
What?
What? What'd you say?
Oh, a little louder. When you get a chance, we can use some heat in the apartment.
You bet. Let's pay the bills. All right, there we go. Okay.
Neon Jazz.